this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Big Mac Attack. I mean, the Sheriff Mac Show and Liberty Roundtable Live. Wow. Sheriff Mac is not with us. He is traveling across the great state of Minnesota. Oh, boy, is it a blue liberal psychotic state these days, ladies and gentlemen. There's great people there, but, man, their government is absolutely off the rails. Now, they tell you that I'm anti-government, but if you listen to everything I say and do, and you'll understand that I stand for the proper role of constitutional limited government based on checks and balances, the rule of law, a moral code, okay, not a democracy, a constitutional republic. They tell you that I'm anti-government, and they lie to you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into that in just a minute. But going back to Sheriff Mack's Supreme Court case win over Bill Clinton, one of the things that Antonin Scalia, the judge that wrote the prevailing decision in that case back in 1997, Antonin Scalia wrote and talked about dual sovereigns, saying that, you know what, the general government has authority, but the states have authority as well. And this authority is divided into dual sovereigns is the term that was used. And understand that you have two contracts, my fellow Americans, with your proper role of limited government. You have a general constitution, the U.S. Constitution, that governs the general government. It limits them. It divides power. It puts restraints on them through the Bill of Rights. It gives them direct authority in certain limited areas. But the Constitution on the general level is designed to chain down all those who serve us. We're the boss, they're the employees, and we divide their power to make sure they don't take advantage of any power we give them. We want to prevent the give them an inch, they take a mile scenario. The second part of the dual sovereignty is the contract that each state has with the people. That's the state constitution. In Utah, it's the Utah Constitution. In Washington State is the Washington State Constitution. And that governs the dual sovereign, the state, and limits and controls their power, ladies and gentlemen. Understand the 10th Amendment highlights this perfectly. If it's not documented in the supreme law of the land as general government responsibility, congressional, executive, or judicial, then it's left to the states or to the people respectively. And then the state constitutions have similar guidance to reserve authority to we the people. After all, the Declaration of Independence highlights by their consent, government drives its just power. Anyway, Antonin Scalia, brilliant. They claim we babble about this stuff without any authority, without any legal precedent, and I submit to you that a win at the Supreme Court is pretty good legal precedent. I remind these clowns and professors out there who claim they know the Constitution. Secondarily, the dual sovereignty spoke of is documented not only in the Supreme Court case that Richard Mack won, but in many other cases setting court case precedent, if you will. There you have that, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, our guest today, Clickattack County Sheriff Bob Songer is with us. He's from the great state of Washington. Clickattackcounty.org is his website. Welcome back to the Sheriff Mac Show, Sheriff Songer.
Thank you, Sam, and you look pretty sharp there.
Well, thank you, sir. I got my CSPOA shirt on, and I'm ready to go, ready to talk about the supreme law. What do you think of the dual sovereignty doctrine Antonin Scalia speaks of? Most people don't understand these divisions of power, sir.
Well, he was spot on, that judge. Absolutely spot on.
All right, there's so much to cover, so little time. I wanted to cover two things. I wanted to cover gun control really quick. You know, in New Mexico, it was a big battle. They claim that Sam Bushman and Richard Mack don't have a clue about the sheriff's authority, that we're just out in the weeds, that we espouse dangerous, unproven, untried, untested ideas, that it doesn't hold up in courts. It doesn't hold up legalese, if you will. They tap professors and all kinds of so-called scholars and everything else to shut us down or to claim that we don't have a clue. But here's what's fascinating. We've claimed that the sheriff has authority in his county. They say, well, you think the sheriff is God, don't you? You think the sheriff is more powerful than the president, don't you? No, we don't. That's a lie. We do believe there are jurisdictional boundaries, though, and we do believe that the chief executive in a given county is the sheriff. And in a given county, the sheriff of that county does have more authority than the president. The president has general authority, 10 miles square, Washington, D.C., true. But there's dual sovereignty when you separate the states. Then the counties, these divisions of power, give the county sheriff plenty of authority within his jurisdiction. He doesn't have authority in a different state. He has authority within his jurisdictional county. He is what's called the CLEO, the chief law enforcement officer, right? A chief executive or the law enforcement officer. Okay, he has plenty of authority within his county, and to suggest otherwise is a dereliction of understanding, to say the least. But I bring this up, Sheriff, because that's really the battle before us today. They're creating a hate scam, and that hate scam intends to jail us all. All right, there's dishonest attacks on the CSPOA, on Sam Bushman, on Richard Mack, and they're using gun control as one of the great ways to do this. And what I find fascinating is Richard Mack won over gun control. The Brady Bill, they tried to force it down the sheriff's throats. Richard Mack stopped it. 27 years later, whatever it is, 26 years later, they come back in New Mexico with the same agenda. But this time, the sheriff of the county absolutely rejected it and said, I will not obey that unlawful order. The attorney general of the state said, I will not obey that unlawful order. The state sheriff's association of New Mexico and Arizona both condemned the order. The Western States Sheriff's Association literally condemned the order. And every one of them are claiming that it's unconstitutional. How much more vindication do we need besides winning at the Supreme Court and having dozens of sheriffs 25 years later double down on the same topic and make the same points we've been making all along, Sheriff Songer?
Yeah, well, Sam, you know and I know that sheriffs, constitutional sheriffs, is a threat, absolute threat in their mind to the woke government we have in place nationally right now and in the blue states. What you just stated there is spot on. The elected sheriff, his boss is the people. It's the people, not the Board of County Commissioners, not the governor, not the state attorney general. It's the people. And they can't stand that. In fact, in Washington State, we have a couple counties that have gone to a government where they appoint the sheriff, like a police chief. So they have no authority. Yeah, exactly. It's a bad deal. But I can tell you the Washington State Sheriff's Association stands firmly behind, or I should say, against gun control. Sam, I've been in this business going on 53 years, and I can tell you there is not one anti-gun law that's passed that's did any good other than take the rights away from honest, good, working, hard citizens of this state and of this nation.
The sheriff of New Mexico highlighted the same. He just said, look, this isn't going to do anything to stop violence. This isn't going to do anything to defend good, honest Americans. In fact, taking their God-given inalienable rights away is the exact opposite of what should be done. But this is happening in Illinois. It happened in New Mexico. It's happened in Washington to a great degree, Colorado, some of these liberal states. It's out of control. How do we push back and stop them, though, once and for all? Is it possible?
Yes, it is possible, in my opinion. I think sheriffs that are not constitutional sheriffs better wake up. Better wake up. And join Sheriff Mack and yourself, Sam, and become constitutional sheriffs. Understand that their job is far above just throwing bad guys in jail. Their job is to protect the God-given liberties and constitutional rights of the citizens they serve. And if they don't understand that, then they shouldn't be in the business.
How come sheriffs are so mixed up on this? Are they really mixed up, or are they just scared? And the reason that I ask the question is because you didn't hear all the New Mexico states sheriffs standing up. You didn't hear all the Arizona ones standing up and standing with us. You didn't hear the Western States Sheriff's Association standing up. They were all kind of silent. They left it to Mac and Sam and you and a few others to stand up. But when push came to shove, they did do the right thing. That gives me hope, but it also makes me wonder why.
Well, yes. In Washington State, like I say, the far majority of the sheriffs in Washington State are against these anti-gun laws that are passed by our governor and attorney general and the legislature, which is, by the way, overwhelming majority Democrat. And I think what it is a combination of things, Sam. I think that sheriffs who are not comfortable in their position as a sheriff worry about their political future if they come out and stand up against, say, their Board of County Commissioners, oh, my God, or the governor, they're afraid they won't get reelected. Or they just don't understand. They think the RCW, anytime a legislature, whether it's a state or Congress, passes a law that's unconstitutional, by gosh, we got to follow it. We got to enforce it. And that's just pure nonsense. If it's unconstitutional, the law of the land is the Constitution. And they just have to understand that that's what they need to follow, is the Washington State, in our case, Washington State Constitution and the U.S. Constitution, period.
So I have a reality check for these clowns. If what we say is not true, Sheriff Songer, if the sheriff of New Mexico who says he will not follow the governor's order, then why doesn't the governor just go arrest the sheriff? Just arrest him and throw him in the clink.
Because he doesn't have the authority to do that. And he knows that. Most of these
guys. Yeah, it's a she, by the way.
Yeah. No, it's
a she.
Yeah, and believe me, though, they would love that ability to throw the sheriffs in jail. They'd like to do away with the elected sheriff and allow that power under the Board of County Commissioners to appoint sheriffs. And I've served in my career as a police chief. And as a police chief, Your boss is the city council or the mayor, depending on how this city charter is written up. If you speak out, you're gone without cause. They can fire you on the spot if you go against their, say, if they're liberal and they bend to the left and you go against that. The sheriff, the unique thing about a sheriff, and I've served them both, and I just won my third term here about 7 months ago. But I can tell you the sheriff is unique in the respect that his only boss is the citizens that he serves. And that just gripes these far left governors and Board of County Commissioners. We're very fortunate in our county in one respect. Our Board of County Commissioners are pretty conservative. But that's not the case throughout the state, unfortunately. I would request that sheriffs that are not constitutional sheriffs contact Sheriff Mack or you, Sam, and join. Get on board. Because that's what we got, over 3,000 sheriffs throughout the United States. And if every one of them or the majority of them became constitutional sheriffs, I think we could change it county by county.
That is the peaceful solution, ladies and gentlemen. They claim that Sheriff Mack and I and Bob Songer and others are anti-government. But I would say to you, ladies and gentlemen, it is a hate scam. All right? They would love to jail us all is really the reality check. They don't want the truth. They don't want constitutionality because it chains them down and they don't have power. See, I don't seek for power. I seek to pull it down, ladies and gentlemen. All right? There are dishonest attacks on the CSPOA. On Sheriff Mack and on Sam Bushman, they're continuing big time, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it or not, Sheriff Mack is running across Minnesota right now doing like an 11-stop training. The people of Minnesota got together and said, we want to bring you in for a massive tour. It's like 10 days long. And there's 10 or 11 events that Sheriff Mack is going to. Well, this IREHR group, they're working with the Southern Poverty Law Center and others. They have been attacking us relentlessly, and we thought we'd highlight some of those attacks for your knowledge. So IREHR has a letter to the Minnesota Attorney General about the CSPOA. The guy who wrote this for the IREHR is named Devin Burghardt. And Devin Burghardt starts out and says, Dear Attorney General Keith Ellison. Now, I find this interesting. Keith Ellison, ladies and gentlemen, happens to be a black Muslim. He was the first Muslim to ever serve in Congress. And I'm not here to attack him because he's black or his religion of being a Muslim. But what I find fascinating is you've got Richard Mack, who's 70 years old. You've got Sam Bushman. I'm 56 years old. Between the two of us, we have over 120 years in America. And neither of us have any criminal activity. We've never been convicted of crimes or anything like that. And they say that we're a dangerous threat to the country. And so this guy over at IRE Chair, this Devin Burghardt or whatever, is appealing to the Attorney General. This black Muslim is going to the Attorney General going, oh, my gosh, I'm super concerned about CSPOA, Richard Mack, and Sam Bushman. Okay? He literally gets so concerned in there, he talks about that we are a pro-paramilitary group. Okay, Sheriff Songer, what is a pro-military, a paramilitary group? We don't advocate armed rebellion of any kind. In fact, when we went to the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, when Ammon Bundy took that over, we wrote a press release against it and said, no, don't do that. It's not wise. When have we ever advocated for any violence or picking up your gun? We have talked about posses, but they serve at the pleasure of the sheriff. Okay, but when have we advocated for any kind of pro-paramilitary ideology or agenda or taken any action to match that idea? Ever? Sheriff Songer, you've been with us a long time.
Not to my knowledge, there's never been that kind of talk. In fact, interesting, Sam, I was interviewed here a while back by an Arizona reporter out of Arizona. And I knew at the time it was going to be a hit piece on constitutional sheriffs because I did a little research on Isaac. Anyway, and I told him that. And during the interview, I said, you know, what amazes me, how you people will paint us as white supremacists, anti-government, and they go on and on, you know, with that brush, which is total BS. It's not true, nowhere near true. But what I asked him was, you know what is interesting to me? You people have attacked hardworking sheriffs who are one, their only goal is to protect the God-given rights and liberties of the citizens they serve. But you, it's crickets. You don't hear anything out of you people in regards to real domestic terrorist organizations such as Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Well, he didn't have much to say on that, by the way. And to my knowledge, that particular organization out of Arizona has never did any hit piece or any fair piece about the domestic terrorists, Black Lives Matter and Antifa. But they're quick to attack the sheriffs. And Sam, you know, and I know, the reason that is because we're over the target. They are scared to death that these sheriffs will interrupt, and this is my opinion, interrupt their authority and their ability to turn this country into a communist country. And that's where they're headed with it nationally, in my opinion.
I think you're absolutely right. Now, the reason I bring up this guy's a black Muslim is I don't care that he's black. I could care less. And I don't care that he's Muslim either, as long as he's peaceful in America. But when this guy swore an oath to the Constitution, and then he literally goes after me saying that I'm a white supremacist, that I'm dangerous, and that I somehow am in bed with paramilitary groups and militias, I don't even speak of a militia. Now, I acknowledge that in the Second Amendment, militias are sanctioned. I believe that posses are the great answer to that, where the militia doesn't just spontaneously assemble without any governmental ties, but they work within the chief law enforcement officer of the given county, giving the posse legitimacy there. When used by the governor, by the sheriff, by the president of the United States, militias have some validity, ladies and gentlemen, to protect the homeland. They can and they should. This is not any insurrection talk, as they want you to believe. This is the way the Founding Fathers intended it, Sheriff Songer.
Yes. And by the way, Sam, I have 164 posse members. They do not have arrest authority. It's community policing at its best. They help us out on community activities such as rodeos, fairs, and other events. And so it's a big help. And because I have limited manpower that I have to have in the field so they can answer 911 calls. So the posse is a major benefit to us. They do courtroom security for us. And I even have six pilots that fly for us at no cost. They're special deputies. And six hound handlers that go after problem predators. And I ride EAT. I've been sued twice by the Cougar Foundation, but they've dropped their suits. In any event, what I'm getting at is the citizens working in a conjunction with their law enforcement counterpart. They don't like that. Go ahead, Tim.
They should like that, though, because that's how we uphold the proper role of limited constitutional government. That's where the checks and balances come. The people keep the sheriff in check. The county commission keeps the sheriff in check. The DA or the county attorney keeps the sheriff in check. The sheriff keeps the governor and so on in check, and the federal government in check, and we the people back the sheriff. And these checks and balances are brilliant, and that's what they can't handle. They literally, in addition to writing a letter to the Attorney General of Minnesota saying, hey, Richard Mack is across Minnesota now spreading his hate, his white supremacy, and his militia agenda to the people of Minnesota, and sheriffs, don't go to this. The big article really highlights all that. So we wrote a response, sent it, return receipt requested to the Attorney General and the Governor of the state of Minnesota, so they have our response on record as well. But then, believe it or not, 2 years ago, they wrote a letter to Congress. This is the Southern Poverty Law Center now. It says, final SPLC action fund, statement to the House Oversight Civil Rights and Civil Liberties. They call it the Rise of Militia Extremism. And it's a big letter to Congress, like 17 pages. And in that, they attack me relentlessly. And they specifically say, we want this on the congressional record about Sam Bushman. And they furthermore attack my radio network called Liberty News Radio. And they basically say, hey, Sam is evil, and we want you to investigate and take action against Sam, and please put this on the record. And in that document, they literally say this. Sam Bushman, and then James Edwards, he's a friend of mine. And James Edwards advocates for the white race because he's white. How come all other races could do that, but not white people? Now, I don't down any other race, but I say that everybody should celebrate their heritage. White people, black people, anybody, Latinos, Asians, everybody should celebrate their culture and their heritage. But anyway, they say this, Sam Bushman and James Edwards are the, quote, current nexus of the anti-government and white nationalist movements, standing shoulder to shoulder at Liberty News Radio. They increase the visibility of both movements, and their shows are locations where members of both movements have the opportunity to network and share information. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the nexus of the paramilitary and white supremacist movements. Well, anyway, everybody listed in this document, I don't even know most of them. I do know James Edwards. But imagine putting that on the congressional record. When we get back, I want to talk about this. They're putting my family and Sheriff Mack's family in harm's way over this hate scam lie about who we are and what we do. Quick pause. A lot more in seconds on the Sheriff Mack Show from Brighty on TV.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package, emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400-watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently. But it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Yeah. Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell from the Robert Scott Bell Show. We love the uncensored truth that we get on Brighteon.tv and on Brighteon Radio. So tune in and be part of that truth.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Clickitat County, Washington Sheriff with me, Bob Songer's doing a great job. And Bob Songer, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, is an American hero. He stood with the CSPOA for a long time, standing for truth and honor and integrity, understanding that there are separations of powers vertically and horizontally in America, and that is the blessing of a constitutional republic, not a democracy. They say we're a threat to democracy, and frankly, I hope we are. But I'm not a threat to a constitutional republic, which we have in America, ladies and gentlemen. I swear an oath to that republic, absolutely. It's important to do so and to stand on those issues. They're saying that we're dangerous, and they're attacking the United States, ladies and gentlemen, by attacking us is what they're really doing. All right, this final SPLC action says that Sam Bushman and James Edwards are the nexus of bringing together the white supremacist groups and the anti-government groups. And I want to know, what have I done or said? Okay, I've been on probably radio and TV and in the public eye probably more hours than almost anybody in this country. Okay, even people who are, you know, big-time talk show, I bet I've got as many hours on radio and TV as Tucker Carlson, folks. As Rush Limbaugh. Okay, I've been on the radio for 25 plus years. 2-3 hours a day. I do a 2 hour a day, 6 day a week show right now in addition to TV, right? Anyway, my goal is to tell you, when have you heard me teach anti-government principles of any kind. Now, I'll be the first to say, I don't seek for power, I seek to pull it down. I'll be the first to say that I reject unconstitutional government. I reject democracy. I reject unbridled power, like mandates or anything else that doesn't have the rule of law. I reject those things because I'm anti-rogue government. That's without a doubt. But when have I ever spoke against the supreme law of the land, the checks and balances, the proper role of limited constitutional government? And I challenge anyone to find something in my 25 years of public presence on the radio, on TV, public speeches, articles that I've written. I have never, ever, ever been anti-government. Bob Saunders, you've been to conferences and watched me speak. You've been on the radio with me. You've been in private meetings with me. Have you ever heard me advocate anything anti-government whatsoever, sir? Ever?
No, absolutely not.
And I bring that up because it's so important to understand, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully what I'm about to say. It is a hate scam. They are, and Bob Saunders brought this up on the break, they're guilty of classic projection. Okay, what they hate and do, they want to project onto me and you. There are extremely dishonest, hostile, and narcissistic groups of people in the country, in the world today, who are literally using gaslighting and projection against the rest of us. Dr. Sheriff Saunders, and that's their projection. They want to act like we're the haters, but they're doing everything they can to destroy everything that our founding fathers built. Everything, sir.
Absolutely. I'll give you an example, Sam. We just started a Posse Scout program, 10 years old, 18 years old. And it's kind of like police explorers or cadets, that type of thing. And teach the young people the Constitution, police ethics, police procedures, and all of this kind of thing, and the whole justice system. Take them into the courtroom, see how that works, the prosecutor's office, so forth. My hate group, and I have one that hate Bob Saunders tremendously in this county, in the White Salmon Trout Lake area. But believe it or not, I thought that was a good American thing to do for our youth in our county. You know what one of the comments was? Well, Sheriff Saunders indoctrinating these kids, and they'll be brown shirts like Nazis. That's a kind of nonsense and poison they throw out there. It could be the
so. Hold on. The people out in the wilderness can have these programs where they learn about the wilderness and learn about all this kind of stuff. But the sheriff can't do a similar program?
Apparently not, according to them. But you know what? I shouldn't say this probably, but I wear it as a badge of honor when I piss these people off. Excuse my French. Because their hair's on fire. They're far woke. They're anti-government. They're the ones that are anti-government, anti-American. And I hope that enough conservatives will stand up, patriots will stand up against these type of people and win out in the long run.
Well, our hope is, and I think you're right, though, we take delight in these people getting frustrated and angry, because what happens is they're so evil, so hate-filled, full of projection, blaming it on us. But you can see the truth when push comes to shove, when we debate these people, when we call them out, expose them for who they are. What happens is we maintain our quiet, direct, clear constitutional posture and demeanor, and we insist on the checks and balances, and we show our true colors. They do the same. And people can realize that these people are absolutely unhinged, crazy. Richard Mack's literally going across the country with a PowerPoint presentation saying, hey, I beat Bill Clinton over the Brady Bill. We have a right to keep and bear arms. That right is sacred. It's a God-given inalienable right. Government's just put on notice to protect it. And going forward, then the sheriffs can protect the people from abuse from anywhere, including government. And that they melt down and say we are hate-filled white supremacists, that we're militias, that we're paramilitary, that we're all that. Absolute lies. But again, Sheriff Saunders, it exposes who they really are. That's the point, right?
Exactly. And what they're accusing us of, that's what they're doing. They're racist. They are anti-government. In fact, They'd like to see one world order, Sam. They'd like to see a socialist society, a Marxist society. And they're not even quiet about that. They come right out and say so. But if we want to keep America, America, we better stand up and fight back against these folks and not be silent.
Now, they claim we're trying to infiltrate law enforcement. But you know what? They're infiltrating law enforcement. They have these groups across the country, these fusion centers that work directly with law enforcement. As you see, they wrote a letter to the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota against Sam Bushman and Richard Mack just recently. 2 years ago, they literally wrote a letter directly to Congress asking for investigations and actions against Sam Bushman. These people have infiltrated every office of government. Look, this black Muslim is the Attorney General for the state of Minnesota. Now, who's infiltrated, me or that guy, Sheriff?
Oh, that guy. You know, he's marching to the tune of the woke-type government, the Biden government, the most corrupt government I've seen in my lifetime. But they'll go after President Trump, accuse him of all these bad things, indict him and everything else, and they'll beat up on Sheriff Mack, they'll beat up on you, Sam, they'll beat up on anybody that stands up, and other constitutional sheriffs, and because they cannot stand that we stand for the right thing. We have God on our side. They don't.
Well, and it's important to understand what takes precedent, ladies and gentlemen. The supreme law of the land on the state and the federal level, the dual contract, two different constitutional documents saying you have the right to keep and bear arms and that right shall not be infringed. So you got two laws, a state law and a federal law, saying government can't touch this. And then a governor just simply violates that and says, I'm going to take away your guns. I'm going to take away your right to keep and bear arms. What do the sheriffs do at that point? What actions should they take?
Do not enforce unconstitutional laws, whether they're federal laws or state laws. I came out against I-1639 in 2018, and then the most recent one is a Senate bill they passed here, banning all assault weapons, 5137 bill. In the state of Washington right now, Sam, you cannot buy a semi-automatic AR-15 or AK-47 or any of these because they're bad. Oh, they're just bad. They look bad. Call them assault weapons. Again, sheriffs in this state stand up against that nonsense. We will not have a high capacity magazines. They pass that in the state as well.
Well, they did in California, but a good judge just shot that down, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, Ninth Circuit, you bet. But that goes to show you, Sam, they're passing unconstitutional laws. They know that. They're not stupid. They absolutely know these laws are unconstitutional.
They're just evil.
They don't care. They just flat don't care. So the sheriffs need to stand up and not enforce those laws.
The Declaration of Independence calls that pretend legislation. I might be very clear. Pretend legislation is what it's called. All right, I want to move to this final topic before the end of the hour, Bob Songer. Tomorrow, they're going to have a massive emergency alert test. They say it will sound alarms on every U.S. phone, TV, and radio Wednesday, October 4th. That's tomorrow. USA Today is documenting it. It'll happen at 2:20 p.m. Eastern time. Every cell phone, radio, TV in the United States will blare out the distinctive, jarring electronic warning tone of an emergency alert accompanied by a notice along these lines. This is a nationwide test of the emergency alert system issued by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, covering the complete United States. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't have authority for this, Sheriff Songer, whatsoever, to control every device in America. And this is just a test of the tyranny they aim to use this for.
Well, that would beg a question in my mind. How much privacy do you really have with these cell phones and computers and everything else? If they can do that, then they can do a lot of other stuff that is unconstitutional as well. I'm sure they're selling this program by this way in a national emergency. They can alert people. Well, they may be able to do that. But in the meantime, they can use that technology to spy on any one of us. And that's what's scary. And that's unconstitutional, in my opinion.
Well, think about that. Every device, your cell phone in your hand, is your private property. Okay, your radio in your house, your car, wherever, your TV, all these devices are private property. And they literally have God switch, God mode. You flip a switch and it takes over every device with government. In this case, I'm telling you, it's propaganda. Where does the Constitution provide authority for this to happen at all? You say, well, Congress, you know, put the emergency or the FEMA group together. You know, I submit without authority, though. This is out of control, folks. And you put that together with the lockdowns that they did under COVID. It's shockingly scary. And they tell you that we should be feared, Sheriff Songer?
Yeah. Well, it's like when they had COVID going. You know, it's you had to stand 6 foot apart and wear a mask. You couldn't do this. And if you had Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner, you could only have 6 or 7 people over, and then you had to wear a mask. Too much government overreach. Tyranny. That is nonsense. And during the COVID, I did not enforce those laws, or it wasn't even a law. It was a dictate from the governor. I would not enforce it. And they just, your health is an individual right. And your choice, if you want to wear a mask, you want to get a shot, do so. If you don't, you don't have to. And you should not lose your job because you did not fall in line like a bunch of sheep and follow the government in a non-constitutional situation. And no, Sam, I believe, in my humble opinion, I believe this is an overall, all of this stuff is the one world order, well, let me say it this way. It's the government, current government, that want to take over our nation and make it a socialist country. And they'll go after your guns. They'll go after, they'll come out. Now they got a new COVID out, by the way, and a new shot. And they've already shown that these shots, over COVID shots, have caused all kinds of health problems and deaths. So it's the government taking over this. And you know, here's the point, Sam, just going back to the gun control. They're so worried about how much violence these gun control and all of this. I'll make you a bet. If you added up all the deaths caused by firearms being misused and harming people, does it even come close to fentanyl deaths in this country? Doesn't even come close. But yet, they'll let fentanyl come across our borders like there's no tomorrow. Thousands and thousands and thousands of illegals. We don't have a border. Therefore, it's getting to a point where we don't have a country. And it's all under the Biden administration. And he's part of that one world order that goes right back to Obama and that whole bunch. My opinion.
Well, I agree with your opinion, Sheriff Songer. And what my biggest fear about this is they literally can take over every TV, radio, and cell phone.
Absolutely.
They can literally let, what do they call that? The Summer of Love back in 2020, where they literally let everybody riot and burn things down and destroy cop cars and harm people and attack people on the streets and attack and destroy buildings. And that was all okay. No prosecution whatsoever. But Americans try to have accountability on January 6th, and they say, oh, my gosh, it was an insurrection. Now they're attacking the president all the way to Sam Bushman. And I think, you know what? How dangerous am I? I'm a 56-year-old blind person with literally some neck problems. I've got severe spinal stenosis of the neck. They say that I'll be paralyzed if I don't get surgery soon. Okay, and they say that Sam Bushman is the nexus of the white supremacist anti-government in America. And boy, howdy, we need to investigate Sam at the congressional level and take action against him because he is so dangerous. And my response to them on that is, wow, I thought you guys said my talk show was so little and it didn't matter a tinker's dam. On the other hand, you guys find it necessary to go all the way to Congress and beg them to take me down? Which is it? I'm either a nobody and I'm inconsequential Sheriff, or I'm the Nexus. They can't have it both ways, can they?
You know what the problem is, Sam? You're an outstanding American patriot. That's what scares them. And they don't want to hear your talk because that goes against what they stand for. And they stand for tyranny. They stand for government control over the, well, they consider as peasants or Trump, what was that Hillary used that time? Anyway, in her talk, they look down on patriots as subhuman. They do not care for us because we stand up for God and country and the right things to do. Sam, you're doing an outstanding job. Do not let these bullies shove you around.
Let me tell you what I stand for, ladies and gentlemen. I stand for God, family, and country. Our relationship with God is the key to our liberty. Our willingness to keep God's commandments and be self-governed is the key to a safe, stable, moral society. Family, I believe in the God-ordained traditional family of a husband and wife, together with fidelity to one another, welcoming children into their union. I welcome the proper role of constitutional government based on a constitutional republic, complete with checks and balances. When it comes to race, I believe we're all the human race and that God made each one of us. And each one of us should celebrate our heritage. We are God's children, and we should treat each other like that. We should be kind and considerate and respectful. When we disagree with viewpoints, we should attack those viewpoints we disagree with, not attack individuals. We should be willing to agree to disagree agreeably. We should be kind, but that does not mean we have to abandon our beliefs or abandon our convictions. And that's the final lie they tell in their hate scam, is they want you to believe the only way you could be peaceful and kind and gentle is if you jettison everything you stand for and either shut up and go out of the public square and or agree with their agenda, then you're a good person in their mind. If you stand on what you firmly believe in, no matter how patient, kind, gentle, no matter how peaceful your actions have been, in my case, I'm 56 years old. In Bob Songer's case or Richard Mack's case, it's a little longer than that. I'm being super polite, right? But none of us have taken any hostile action of any kind. And Richard Mack and Bob Songer have served their government for years. How can they be anti-government? How can I be anti-government when I work with them and work with government officials literally all day long, every day? And the whole goal is to protect the supreme law of our land, to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to educate to the proper role of government, ladies and gentlemen. That's who I am. That's who Bob Songer is. That's who the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is. It's we, the people, standing behind our sheriffs, the most local elected official we have with executive authority to protect our God-given rights. We ask them to interpose on our behalf. We ask them to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. And sadly, some of those have been government officials like the New Mexico governor, who they say that they're pushing to impeach, which I pray they do, or recall at the least. We have got to create accountability in America. We can peacefully do so, but I believe that the CSPOA is one of the, well, Sheriff Mack wrote a book called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. I believe we, the people working with the sheriff, is the most peaceful action we could possibly take, Sheriff Songer.
Sam, you hit it right on the nail head. 100% agree with you. You know, it's a sad situation. Our country's gotten to where it's at right now. But I still have faith that under God and under patriots across this nation, we'll be able to turn it around in the long run. And this presidential election coming up is a very, very important election. If Trump does not get in there, in my opinion, we're really going to have a bad time over the next 4 years.
Well, and that's the problem. They're attacking Trump relentlessly. They're trying to take him off state ballots because they say he committed an insurrection. You know what? He has not committed an insurrection. That's laughable. It isn't true. And there's been no prosecution documenting that to be true either. He's innocent until proven guilty. Where's that in America? They barbecued Trump in the court of public opinion. This, to me, is not about Trump. It's about the due process of law, Sheriff Songer.
Exactly. And the insurrection they talk about, Sam, I don't know. I didn't see a lot of people there with firearms firing at people in the White House. Only shot fired it killed a patriot. young lady that was a
Ashley Babbitt got murdered by a cop, and there's been zero accountability for that action, ladies and gentlemen. We're flat out of time. Thank you, Bob Songer. God bless you all.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
All right, Sam Bushman live on your radio. Man, TV and radio don't line up, so I finish this hour every time on radio. Thanks for your time. Thanks for being involved. For those of you who are watching, the show is over, but those of you who are listening on the radio, the show continues, right? We had on Clickitat County from Washington State, Bob Songer, a constitutional sheriff, unabashedly willing to stand up for what matters most. What a hero in my mind. An elected official, a hero. We talked about it's a hate scam. They would love to jail us all. And we talked about the dishonest attacks on the CSPOA on Sheriff Mack and Sam Bushman. They continue big time. A whacked out guy from IREHR, this human rights group, wrote a letter to the Minnesota Attorney General about the CSPOA because Richard Mack right now is crossing the great state of Minnesota giving presentations about the proper role of government. The county sheriff of America's last hope and solutions for the country. And the guy's name is Devin Burghardt. Dear Attorney General Keith Ellison. And he goes on and attacks us and dishonestly associates us with white supremacy. What a shame. What a disgrace. What a lie. And the then militia paramilitary movement. He doesn't say we're paramilitary because he knows he'll get sued. So he uses the term we're pro paramilitary. And that way they can go ahead and kind of say that we back these military groups, but they didn't really say we were one because, see, they have no evidence. We aren't one and we don't back them. Now, we do back the right of militia. It's in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Go read it for yourself if you don't believe me. But we believe that a sheriff's posse creates the proper role of a militia, tying it to the proper role of limited government with an elected official at the head. That would be the sheriff, the governor, the president of the United States, if necessary, right? These are jurisdictional boundaries that we support, believe in, uphold, protect, defend. Ladies and gentlemen, they say that I'm part of the current nexus of the anti-government white national groups in America today. As they literally, the SPLC sent a letter to Congress asking them to investigate and take me down, take action against me. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are extreme. They're hostile. They're narcissistic, and they will attack anyone. If we don't stand up, they will crush us. But we, the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, I have absolute confidence in when you're on God's side, you win every time.
We are on God's side, doing the best we can to promote God, family, and country, and protecting life, liberty, and property. For Sam Bushman and everybody else, Bob Songer, Richard Mack, and crew, God save the Republic of the United States of America.